Welcome to Focus on the Community on Memories 107.9 WAMW and worldwide live from WAMWAMFM.com. I'm Grant Schwartzentruber. Each week we focus on a topic important to our community. Focus on the Community is sponsored by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington and Ligoti. Well, we've got a good show today. I'm pleased to have Ron Critchlow in the studio with me. And Ron, you are the chairman of the Daviess County Democrat Party. Is that right?
Yeah, unfortunately, yes.
Okay.
It's something that's not new to me.
Sure. Well, thank you for taking the time to come in today. And we're going to spend some time on ask you some questions. Just kind of let you talk about local issues that are important and then some state and some federal. Okay?
All right. Fine.
Great. So, one of the reasons I wanted to interview you is I was driving down Main Street and I saw a new headquarters.
Yes, I've always thought it was important that we have a headquarters. It's a place where we can gather, have our fundraisers, use our telephones, call voters right before the election and on election day. It's kind of a GOTV thing.
Yeah, get out the vote, right? Yeah. GOTV?
Yeah.
So, I mean, when was the last time the Democrats had a headquarters? Do you remember?
Oh, gee, it's been a while. I tell you, we've been on a spiral decline for a long time, not because of one person or another, just a lack of interest in the Democratic Party in this county. As you know, the county is very, very tough and very, very conservative. Actually, I always compared Daviess County to Alabama. Should be in Alabama, really.
Yeah. What was
But it's not to say that we don't have a chance in any of the elections. We do have a chance. We've elected county commissioners before and county councilmen and other county offices. So, but it's a hard job. It's really a hard job to get elected, and it's just up to the individual candidates you know, how hard they want to work.
Yeah, they got to get out and hustle, right?
Yeah, if you don't hustle, you don't get the job done.
That makes sense, as it should be. I mean, if it's going to be hard to do hard things, right?
Yeah, that's way on anything. I mean, in your everyday life, you know, life is not easy. Elections are not easy either.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So we talked a little bit about it, but I don't think, this is just my thought, I don't know that, you know, Daviess County might be more conservative than some places in southern Indiana, but most of rural southern Indiana is like this. Is that right?
Well, it never used to be that way, but in the last few years, yes, you're probably right. I would not say it's a conservative district, no. It may be conservative the way it's gerrymandered, but Evansville's always been a progressive city. Terre Haute's always been a Democratic area. And Bloomington, which is no longer in our area, was very, very liberal.
Now, I'm going to push back a little bit on this gerrymandering, because when I look at the districts, I know that they're probably not exactly the way you would draw them, but it's not like, is it Elbridge Gerry? Elbridge Gerry had after which the gerrymander was named, he had
it looked like
a snake, right? Or some sort of creature that...
a condor or something like that.
Yeah. Sorry, that's right. So, I mean, you've got Terre Haute, you've got Evansville. I mean, is it really... Do you really think... I mean, how would you draw it?
Well, I don't know if... I would... If I was going to draw it, I'd put Du Bois County. Of course, I'm looking at it as a Democrat view.
Sure.
I would... all of Du Bois County. I'd bring Monroe County back into it, although that's where we had a really good congressman there.
McCloskey,
Frank McCloskey, right. And I'm kind of partial to that, too.
Ron, you used to work for McCloskey, is that right?
Yes, I did. I worked for him for 12 years. I was his press secretary, and I was his third or fourth appointment. And
neat.
And
what years was that?
I went to work for him in 1983. And I was the only one to stay with him for all those 12 years.
So from 83 to 95, is that right?
Yes.
Did you get to live in D.C.? Did you stay in the district?
When I first moved out there, I left my family here because kids were in school. And I lived in Georgetown in Washington, D.C. for a while, and then I got a house in Virginia, 38 miles away in what they called Dale City, which was actually a suburb of Woodbridge. Woodbridge is about the size of Vincennes, and Dale City had about 60,000 people in it.
Oh, wow.
It's a bedroom community.
Sure.
And I traveled to work every day, 38 miles. Yeah, sometimes it'd take me a half hour. Sometimes it'd take me 2.5 hours.
Sure. But you're originally from Daviess County, is that right?
I've lived here almost all my life, yes. I was, in my early years, I was raised in Montgomery. Went to school in Montgomery. Nellie Wilson was my teacher, first grade teacher, and she taught my dad, too.
Montgomery, that's God's country.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Maybe someday we can get those Critchlows and the Swartz and Troopers to team up, and we'd really have some.
Yeah. Well, there'd be a lot more Swartz and Troopers than would be Critchlows, I tell you that.
They are a productive group. All right. Let's get this back on. Okay. So you've got the headquarters going, which is, honestly, Ron, that's an achievement. I mean, I don't know that that's happened as I remember.
It's been quite a while. I don't think it's happened in the 2000s, and I think you'd have to go back to the early 90s before we have one.
Gotcha. Yes. And then one of the other things that's been front page news here recently is just the number of candidates that you have in Daviess County, and maybe if you would touch on how you got that and how it happened.
Well, we didn't have anybody file in the primary, which surprised me, and I was really disappointed in it. And our organization has been lacking here in the last few years. Dave Crooks tried to get it going again 2 years ago, and he had six candidates too, and he worked his tail off to get those six candidates, and so did I. So
sure.
Did I. And thinking of a lot of people is, why run in Daviess County if you're a Democrat? There are a lot of Democrats in Daviess County. Democrats tend to change their ballot in voting to Republican candidates a lot more than Republicans change to be Democrats.
Is that right?
Is
that because Democrats aren't exactly sure why they're Democrats?
I wouldn't say that, no.
No. I'm just messing with you.
No, I don't. The population is older now.
Yeah.
We have some younger people coming in. I've reached out to younger people. I'm the oldest one on the ballot.
Oh, wow.
And
how old are you, Ron?
I'll be 71 next month.
Oh, good for you.
And I have an 18-year-old running. That's probably a first in this county.
Who? What's that person's name?
That's Brady Turner in Harrison County.
Brady?
Or Harrison Township, I'm sorry.
And he's running for Harrison Township?
Harrison Township Trustee.
Okay.
Brady is was valedictorian of his class, very popular, very mature for 18 years old. He gave a very nice talk on the gun control issue when there were some problems in Charlottesville, and they had I think the high school had a protest, and they held the students went to the gym, and various people spoke, and Brady gave a very good talk there, very very mature talk. Yeah, and why?
So he was top of his class at Washington High School. Is that right?
Yeah, he's one of the top ones. Yes.
Very good. And so what do you think attracted him to the Democrat Party?
Well, like so many young kids now, kids are a lot more open-minded. When I say kids, that's anybody under 40.
But, I'm not a kid. Come on.
But,
no, go ahead.
No, anyway, yeah, younger people are more open-minded, and they see things in the future that maybe older people don't. And they're willing to make some changes to improve life. A lot of times they are not popular things among the older voters. I, for one, have always been, if change is good, we should make those changes. But if it's not, you know, I've got a lot of conservative in me, too.
Sure. So would you call yourself a blue dog Democrat, Ron?
I'm dedicated Democrat. Yes, I am. I would...
Blue dog meaning kind of a a conservative Democrat, right?
I'm more of a moderate. I would call myself a moderate. I'm not a super liberal. We have a lot of people that are super liberal in this county, believe it or not. But I'm more of the mainstream, middle class.
Gotcha.
Mainstream.
Yeah. Gotcha. So Brady Turner, he's running for Harrison Township Trustee.
Right.
And who's the next person that we got?
Well, we got a commissioner candidate.
Okay.
Larry Miller from Candleburg. He was raised in Montgomery, graduated in the old Montgomery High School in 1964. Larry moved away and lived up around Indianapolis and ran for city council up there at, I think, Lawrence.
Yeah, in Indianapolis, yeah. The community of Lawrence.
Gotcha. Yes, which is part of Indianapolis, which okay. says a lot right there and gives him a lot of election experience, too. He's got a very level head. He moved back to this community, or to Candleburg community, and 10 years ago or so, I'm not sure. But he reached out to me several weeks ago and said he wanted to get involved, and I said, well, I'm looking for someone up in Barr Township to run for county commissioner, and you sound like a very likable person. Well, we talked several times for many hours, matter of fact, and he told his views. Larry is not a liberal, he's not a conservative, he's more middle of the road like me. And on top of that, you know, I think he's very personable. He knows a lot of people, and he's not afraid to go out there and do the work.
Okay. Yeah. What was his occupation?
I believe he was an engineer.
Was an engineer. Yeah, Crane, or was he a...
No, for... it escapes me right now, Grant. I'm sorry. I don't know. You're going to have him on the air.
No problem. So he's a commissioner, county commissioner, and he would be running against Commissioner Gabhart. Is that right?
That's right. Yes.
Okay. And so that's the second person we got. Who's number three?
Well, we have a councilwoman candidate, Dana Fulton from Elnor. Dana is, I will not call her older, but she's... She's older
seasoned,
than...
Well-seasoned.
I wouldn't say well-seasoned either. Okay. No. I want to keep my scalp, what little I have of it.
You know? Smart choice.
Dana's quite involved. Her mother just died in Arkansas, and she'd been away a lot this spring and winter because of her mother's sickness. But she comes to all of her meetings and told me last fall that she wanted to get involved she's very excited about running, and she said she's always wanted to run, and I think she was in the school system.
Okay.
Very personal person.
Sure. So Dana Fulton, she's going to be running for council. Who's number four?
We have another councilman is Vince Sellers.
Okay.
Vince is originally from Montgomery. He was executive director of the Historical Society and Random Museum for 10 years or so. I happened to serve on his museum board for many years. And he's also he's taught at several colleges. And I think he just said he just got through teaching a class for, I'm not sure, but I think it was Southern Indiana University. He's taught at ISU and some other colleges. Very knowledgeable. He can be outspoken, but he makes sense, and I think he'll be a real good candidate.
Yeah, no, he graduated high school with my dad. He told me one time that they were some of the top backups on that Bar Eve team.
And I said, I was writing sports when Vince was playing basketball for Bar Eve, believe it or not.
<That's> funny.
Yeah.
So Vince is running for council. Who's next? Another council candidate?
Let's see. We got... I'm lost right here. Yeah.
I think one down in the Washington area, right? Running for council, I believe, is running against Pat Dant.
Oh, I'm really lost right now, to tell you the truth. I don't have any notes in front of me.
No, it's okay. Tell us what you're running for.
Oh, I'm running for Washington Township Trustee.
Okay.
I was going to fill that slot, two or three, I'm not sure, it's precinct 13. I was going to fill that slot if I could not find someone else, but and I thought, nah, let's give Washington Township a try. Besides Barr Township, where I was raised, I've lived most of my life, though.
In Washington Township.
In Washington Township.
And what do you want to do in that position, Ron?
Well, I don't think there's a whole lot you can do in the township trustee position, but just make logical choices on how to protect the township with their fire. Excuse me. And the make sure our township budget is adequate for its purposes, and take care of the cemeteries and the poor. That's just about all the township trustee can do right now.
So, yeah, I think it's impressive that you got six candidates. It'll be obviously it'll be tough races. Three council races; those are county council races,
yeah,
right?
We left out Mike Morris there too.
Mike Morris, okay.
Yeah, Mike is lives north of Montgomery, and he's married into the Ryan family, I believe, which is quite a big family up there.
Oh, he's running against Tony Dungeon. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh. Dungeon is the Republican. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. I might add, too, Grant, this is kind of a, we were talking about how red this county is a while ago. It is, but, you know, there were a couple of Democrats that ran on the Republican ballot this spring, and, you know, I think really if they had ran on as a Democrat, they probably would have got elected.
Oh, know? Yeah.
So, right.
I see.
I won't mention the names, but they know who they are.
No problem. No problem. Well, we've talked a little bit about local matters, the headquarters, the candidates that you've gotten. It really seems like you're hustling out there. Anything else you want to say about local issues before we move on to state and federal?
Well, when I look for candidates, I did a realistic look. I looked at the jobs and took in perspective just how what kind of chance an individual would have. Well, I felt real strongly that our current county officials as a whole have done, the incumbents that are running again have done a pretty good job.
They really have
done a real good job. And so that's the reason we concentrated on a commissioner and our county council spots. I'd like to fill some more township trustees, but it's just tough in these days. Trustees are probably going to be merged, and townships are going to be merged into one trustee eventually.
Gotcha. Okay. So I think that covers us on local stuff. We got a couple minutes here, and we can talk about state and federal. There's just a lot going on at the state level. Not a lot in the Democrat camp, to be honest. You know, we had John Zodi, who's the state chair. We had him on the show a couple weeks ago, and Dave Crooks interviewed him. But I'll tell you what, if there's been a week of late that's been good for Democrats, it's been this week. We've got trouble in the AG office, and you've got Republicans kind of pointing fingers at other Republicans. Tell me, give me your prognosis on the state races.
Well, again, you know, this is the Republican state. It's not easy for a Democrat to get elected, but it's not impossible. We've had Democrat governors and Democrat senators, and I think Joe Donnelly has an excellent chance. I know he's the number one target in the nation, but I think he'll withstand that. He's out there every day.
What about statewide offices? Any statewide offices that you see a Democrat winning?
Well, honestly, I think it's just going to be close. I think we really have a chance at all of them, they're just going to have to get their names out there, and just do a lot of hard work.
Yeah. I understand.
It's not an easy state.
And so this is and let's go to federal. This is supposed to be a really good election year for the Democrats. I know on primary night, Dave and I talked about this so-called blue wave that's supposed to be coming. And it probably won't hit us locally, but what do you think about the blue wave at a state level or at a federal level?
Well, I think there is a blue wave coming. There's a lot of people that are really disappointed in our leadership in Congress and the House. They just simply cannot get anything done. And they will not tackle the tough issues. And there's no bipartisanship at all up there. And you got to, if there's anything controversial, you have to reach out and get a compromise on something. And that's the reason our Congress is not doing nothing.
Well, to be fair, I mean, that's it. When the Democrats are not in power, they say, you guys got to compromise. And the Republicans are not in power, they say, well, you guys got to compromise.
Well, right? This is true too, Grant, but in the last 4 to 8 years, there has not, nobody's reached out for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Democrats would do the same thing, but not so blatantly, I don't think. They reach out a little bit more than what's going on now. Mitch McConnell, for one thing, delayed for almost a whole year on the Supreme Court nominee.
Oh, man, we could talk a whole show about this.
Yes, we could.
Because I felt like, I know a lot of people had complaints about that, but if you read the Constitution and you read the requirements of the Senate, they did exactly what they were supposed to do.
Well, that's exactly right, but there was no hearings on it at all.
They don't have to hold hearings.
Yeah, but you have to investigate. You have to investigate. I mean, we went through this before years. It doesn't make any difference, Democrat or Republican. No. No, it's not fair. And now they're going to push one through in just a matter of weeks. Now, it just does not make sense.
I don't know if it'll be a matter of weeks. Who do you actually think? Who will get nominated, and how will Donnelly vote on that?
Well, he will vote his conscience and not necessarily Democratic or Republican. He'll vote for the best person.
You think he'll vote up or down? Say it's this the gal from Notre Dame, Amy Coney Barrett. Will he vote in favor of that, or will he vote against that? I mean, they went to the same law school, from the same town.
I would assume he probably would vote for her. I'm not sure. I really don't think Donald Trump will nominate a female. He may.
She's in the last three, and we're going to find out first this week who that's going to be.
Yeah, I just don't think he will. He might very well, because to shore up that base, he really doesn't have very many women supporters at all, and this might shore that up a little bit, but I just don't see him doing it.
Well, to be fair, and you might be right, but it's about 50% of the women Democrat, 50% voters, it's 50% on each side, as far, and also the men.
Yeah.
You know, and the country is split, Ron.
It's very split, wide open.
And that's something that we can agree on. I mean, people get their news from different places. They really don't even see many issues as being the same issues that they're concerned about. We've got to do something, and I think that even you coming on the show is valuable to that end, because people have to be able to sit down and talk and be kind and be gracious with one another.
Right.
You don't have to agree.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. We can agree not to agree,
and that's okay, right?
We don't have to be on the same page all the time. They're talking now.
Hey, I'm going to give you the final word here. Give me in a nutshell what you expect here in the fall, and hopefully we can have you on again, Ron. But we're running out of time, so I'm going to give you the last word.
Okay. Actually, I do think there is going to be a blue wave in here. I think Senator Donnelly will be elected. I'm hoping, and I really think that William Tenuce will be elected congressman too. He's got a nice level head on him. And I think we'll have some people in the courthouse too.
Wonderful. Thank you for coming on the show, Ron. That's Ron Critchlow with the Daviess County Democrat Party.
Thank you very much.
Focus on the Community is sponsored by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington and Lagodi. You can listen to a rebroadcast of today's show Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. on 4-Star Country, the General 95.9 FM 1580 AM. You can also listen to a copy of today's program and past shows by visiting WAMW-AMFM.com. I'm Grant Schwartzentruber, inviting you to tune in every Saturday morning at 8:35 a.m. on the Memories 107.9 WAMW, and each Sunday morning on 95.9 and 1580 WAMW, as we focus on the community.